6. Late Saturday night motel signal. Atlanta, Manhattan, 8-9-2035. Part 1.
Well, baby, I came here for more than that. I've seen self-disembowelings, the ballet of now-time-Americanized seppuku, harakiri, performance-nuanced, dazzling in scarlet river splendor. I cover the war, as is the battle cry in these nether ditches of secrecy that all are meant to see, as many as will watch. Cryptic voyeurism, right? Bitcast for the world, if it bothers to look or glances in by accident. Now that, I think, and always have thought, must be the cat's velvet paw. Uberraschung, mother cocksucker! Looking for peep talk, line telly, a bit of footsie ball or hoops, and here's this bitch over there on the bed turning herself inside out. But yeah, no, I ain't taken this job and come to this shitty Chinatown flop for no floor show. My motives are, shall we say, ulterior. I'm here for the other thing. I'm chasing a ghost. Her name's... She has so very many now, like mind tattoos or identity memes ladled by the fans, all of which run irrelevant to my purpose. I am assuming I have anything as concrete as a purpose. See here, all of this web been spun out from a dream I cannot stop having, an echo's echo coughed up from my scorch-fed back brain. 404 transcription breakdown between my dear and darling hippocampus and neocortex. Expectation fulfillment retro slip out activation synthesis. Sarah White, queen of old lang syne, how she collected dreams in blue bottle skull fuckyata bite quantum cat boxes. SWQ, check. Do love such like REM of serotonin and histamine reflux. Now, howsomever, is she gone away across the gray Atlantic to London town and left me all alone? We are both drawn to our half-drowned burgs, and I could clip the sleeping fantasies across the satellite handoffs to her, sure, but I won't. I might let some snick whore suck me off standing right here the fuck here in room 707, but my subconscious sick? That's not for any brigand flensing the sky who just happens across them in his, her, its driftnet bycatch. I want her to have them, I'll hand-deliver. I digress. I did spend some days and nights down Atlanta way. This was before those homebrew prepper Hitler fetishists popped off the CDC containment protocol, and the city went what it is today. This was in the day, back in, and I am during these rapid repeater dreams towered high above the Midtown rabble, in a room always different from this room tonight. Wait, no, yes, that's how I meant to couch that. I am there in a suite. I never could in all my squalid lives pony up, but I am there regardless, and the woman in white, lady of the many names, there she is as well. Down in the guts, covering the war, you hear tell of the WIW, though she's a tripper urban legendary lady, not what you put your eyes and hands upon. But for a happenstance, few only a necessary fiction to be exploited by the blippers. Still, there she is, sparklesome as December tinsel tree forms, and she says, and I gaze out at the neon sodium arc headlight mercury vapor OLED thoroughfares, like Jesus in his high place of temptation. And she says, I said, and what exactly does it matter the precise of her words? She says them, and she says them to me, and mallet to the meat, that is. The air outside the vast window is swarmed of a sudden with flittering crow-black wings, raven eyes, a vortex of feather beats upon the twilight. She says, though it might have been any, but let's set down some arbitrate specificity, she says the names of not-gods and all their not-holy retinues in turn. Dapper Scar, you bet. Cuts my throat in essence, those immemorial words that could spell the over-ending, if there's any truth in her book. Well, let me not here do the untruthful pitter-patter. Not her book, at least in my dream it's not her book. It is, no, rather hauled out from the sea, and she says hauled from out the sea off the coast of Massachusetts, twixt Boston and Provincetown. except other times when says hauled from the Sea of Maine. She sits, tidy in a comfy big damn chair, smoking and reading to me from the undrowned volume. Oh, I haven't. No, not if I asked to hear the gospel long written down, but that don't stop her. She is a big spun herself, gossamer off the cuff, as they say of her in old New Amsterdam, a being of her own devising, and that includes not soliciting the opinions of those to whom she evangelizes. Lo, which sliots and subtleties. Our all-media suicide du jour accepts from her Jisatsu second the knightly's high-stand tanto. The suicide is dressed in hooker's lace and guild, which says so much, and hardly anything else at all. This is how they would have her, the penitences, the gawking pre-dynastic underdogs, the slavering, and the casually curious got the best of them. She both gazes into the camera's eye, and the camera gazes from her own complex optical system, her twin gelatin vitreous seas. Before this night, she was fitted with the host's pricey implants, so it flows both ways, receive and transmit. Because who does not want a good and for all the faces of the audience she has called from every cranny and nook and penthouse shitter? Myself, covering the war, all I need for the job of work has been seen to by the network engineers and underling sawbones. She grips the samurai knife tightly in both hands, hilt bedward, blade to the low popcorn ceiling. Mind wandering, as I am not here to see that. I wouldn't wonder if that ceiling were sprayed in place all the way back in the 19-ands. I'm chatting up the live feed with my shifting thoughts, and a producer whose name I can't recall. She reminds me I promised her to keep off my come-natural street shanty. I tell her she can 2-second delay and run it through the translators. She says a bad word, and then, well, she says a few more. The woman on the bed has jelly bean hair. Indeed, without an oath which, bewept on a cheap duvet, gives me superfluous death, oh, how the wheel becomes it. Got that, studio? Got that? Thought and afflictions, hell itself, heel, then, head over? I was speaking of the dream, digress reminisce, and of the woman in white as she inhabits that dream time, when it comes to me again and again and again. The woman on the bed, she'll wait, I am sure, not going nowhere. And remember, I am not come for her. The hostess here in 707 passes me a beer, though in the dream my throat and mouth go parched. But, no, yes, in her chair, chain-smoking, there is the W.I.W., who is no older, they say, than that day on Deer Isle. You believe that part, and if you credit a sliver, might as well credit the lot for a penny, for a pound. Her face stops clocks, as they say, her heart going tick-tock, 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 and she stops me, too, with that beauty. She actually is talking about Transport Teacon, and I tells her I takes the bus. I likes the bus. Gives a fucker time to think. Then she returns to talk of assembly programs, authoring systems, naked eye constellations, transistors, protoplanetary party time. I turn away from the mirror, and she smiles. Oh, God, does she smile for me. Eyes as blue as Howlin' Wolf. She sees my reaction and offers me a couple of slickers, a bebop and one of her contraband check cigs. I accept the first and I accept the latter. I dry swallow and ask her for a light. That's a neat trick, I say. She shrugs.
Mr. Carlyle, what was it you wished to discuss? She asks.
Wait, what? Dreaming. That's my inline thought because I have shit all recollection of desiring to talk about anything at all. She smiles again, unless it's that still same smile from before, says,
Je suis sérieuse et j'écoute attentivement.
I almost remark how I dream French better than I speak or understand it. True, your queen bee, I ask, again with a thwarting shrug. In Cleveland, I heard the tape, I tell her. And awake, I will admit that's a lie. They keep it wrapped, the buggers, and I've only laid my ears upon the third-hand whisper dubs, IYMK. One of the crows does as good as that woman on the 707 bed and nosedives into the sheet glass behind me. Pow! I jump, but the WIW does not so much as flinch. Like they tell, ice water in her veins. She's chilly swag, Arthur.
Do you play? She wants to know.
Chess?
Chess, says she to me. Of course, chess.
No. On the bed in 707, meanwhile back in the now awake, achy, achy, shake and bake, I do believe the suicide is bracing for the first cut. I hold to and appreciate this time-worn tatterdemalion ceremony more than the more fatter of Mac routes to death. Those make shit telly. Someone drinks drain cleaner or takes a load of pills. And guns are just lazy. Oh, but this once, up in Beantown, I filmed one of these soirees once a girl swallowed liquid nitrogen. You should have seen that one. The ratings went to the moon 3 times around before the referees and legal found a microscopic wrinkle in her contract and shut down the feed. In her chair by the ATL room's only and one lamp, the alabaster queen bee shuts her eyes a moment. I know well enough she's jet-lagged. I know that, dreaming the way we dost tumble to things, not would we know not dreaming. I try not to stare at the tip-jab caudals all down her left arm. In the dream, she's on the needle, but down in Atlanta, who isn't, yeah? No? Though she ain't from Atlanta, just passing through, and just passing through, apparently, because I wanted to talk with her. She opens her eyes, and then another bird hits the window. Last month, was that you on the waves, or was that your sister? Rumor has it about the sister, though R&D swears sis is still more mythic than the WIW herself. But I cover the war, and that makes gold of rumor and only copper or antique green paper of whatever the nerdulent crowd back in the tower have to say. The producers understand that, sometimes.
Je ne suis pas venu ici pour discuter, ma sœur.
Oh, so she's feeding me run through Franco now, so possibly she believes I chat only that low gutter punch. I'm not insulted, just, you know. You've never discussed her with anyone, I say, immediately wishing I'd not.
You're not even watching her, someone says through my ear. What do you think we're paying you for, Mr. Carlyle? The bed, Carlyle. Keep your eyes on the damn bed.
Fuck you, I mutter, because they peg a mutter as clearly as a shout, but I dutifully redirect my head to the woman on the bed and her shiny knife. She must not have had enough preparatory sedation, because the lady's looking scaredy. Dapper scar, indeed,